Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Fighting the high-tech fight. The phones are open. Call Dave now at 1-866-821-8255. That's 1-866-821-TALK.
Talking about Microsoft's announcements this last week, Wednesday the 21st, at the Redmond event, Windows 10 event. Some exciting announcements on projects they're working on, primarily Windows 10 and some of the features, software, etc. One of the most exciting announcements is the new Windows Holographic project. Kind of think of this as Google Glass 2.0. Except it's a Microsoft project. It's not just a portable computer and display on a set of glasses. It actually projects holographic images, devices, elements onto the real world.
Really?
Yeah. And you can just don't light it.
Excuse me while I eat my string cheese.
Windows Holographic's made up of three major pieces. One is the wireless headset called HoloLens. It doesn't mean it's empty in the middle. Holo as in H-O-L-O, like holla at me, holla at you later. HoloLens. It's his own headset, which has got a CPU, GPU, and the new term, the new acronym, HPU, which is a holographic processing unit.
It's a stinky one, right?
Yeah. And the software called Windows Holographic, that enables you to create 3D imaging in Windows 10, and HoloStudio, which is an application that lets you create your own holograms. A lot of potential with this product. A lot of potential.
And it's what we use. We got an advanced copy, and that's what this show is.
Right.
We did this whole show. It's not even real.
No. Like I said, we died in July of last year.
And we captured our images and our voices, and this show is totally holographic.
Yeah. Yep. Well, a lot of, and it's interesting because, to put this in perspective, it's a very challenging, bleeding edge sort of project, but it has a lot of promise, as did Google Glass. But what's interesting is about the same time that Microsoft announced this project, Google announced that they were separating out the Google Glass project. They were no longer offering Google Glass hardware for sale. And it sounds, they're not giving up on it. Maybe they're in preparation for the next phase, but they certainly, you got the feeling that Google was saying, look, you know what, we've put a lot into this, wasn't quite as successful as we thought, although they never said that, you got that feeling, kind of taking a step back from the Google Glass thing, where Microsoft now is diving in kind of at the next level. Interesting developments in both companies. A lot of potential for Windows Holographic. Now, as with Google Glass, and I think it was part of what happened with Google Glass that became quite a negative. I mean, initially there was huge buzz, huge popularity. It was really the coolest of the cool. But once people got out there using it, it was so bad at times that there were people called Google Glass holes because they were such jerks around these devices and how they utilized them and what they did. And there's a risk for a similar sort of development with Windows Holographic and that's a good thing. I mean, I think we want to be very careful about just, in kind of a reactionary way, just glomming on to the new technologies without thinking about really what they mean and what they add. Do they really add value to our lives? Do they get in the way? Are there other issues that are important? Because it's getting to the point now where the technology is just absolutely overwhelming. It is coming at us from every side. In fact, Eric Schmidt in Davos, the Google guy, talked about how...
I'm sorry, I don't speak Spanish. Speak English, would you?
Huh?
I didn't understand a word you just said.
Hey, you guy.
I'm
talking about the Google guy.
Oh, okay.
Eric Schmidt, guy that runs Google, was in Davos, and one of the things that he said, it was really...
What's with the speaking Spanish stuff?
What are you talking about?
In Davos. Entonces. ¿Cómo está?
What?
What are you speaking over there?
What are you talking about, man?
Would you go to Mexico for the 6-month break and learn Spanish?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Davos. You don't know what Davos is? That is a Mexican coin.
Right. That's what I'm talking about.
It's like $5.
Yes. Exactly.
It's called the Davos.
Uh huh.
And,
came back with some in your pants pocket when you're, this the other
in
day.
In my what?
Your pants pocket.
In my pants pocket.
From Mexico.
Yeah, just swallow your string cheese. Let me do the rest of the show. But Schmidt talked about it, and it was really kind of a strange way to put it. Really, what's the word? Kind of really contradictory way of putting it. He said the internet is going to be so ever-present that it's going to go away. That the internet is going to disappear. And what he was trying to communicate was that the internet is going to be so ubiquitous and so seamless in our lives that we're not going to even think of it as the internet anymore. I think at least initially, now it may do that at some point. It may happen with us human beings where we just, you know, it's like, you talk to a fish and say, what do you think of the water? How's the water? And they go, what water? You know, it's where they live. They don't even think about it. Right. And that's what he's trying to communicate. I don't think that's going to be the initial developments, in terms of the way human beings react to ubiquitous internet. I think kind of like Google Glasses, that sometimes it's going to be kind of disruptive. And kind of irritating potentially. At least, you know, maybe that's just my perspective as somebody who had a lot of experience in technology prior to the internet. Mm-hmm. Perhaps the 20 somethings now, you guys, it will be.
Well, you know what? There is an example.
You know, kind of seamless and you just don't even think about it.
Well, there's an example of us moving away from the term internet. What are they calling it now? The cloud, right?
Right. Yeah, but you know what? Changing the name.
No, but it's,
you know.
But what happens is slowly you start moving away from
right.
what we know as the internet. Right. Call it the cloud. Then it'll be like the vapor.
Right.
Then it'll be like the,
yeah.
And then it'll be gone.
Yeah.
We won't talk about it anymore.
Yeah. Perhaps.
We don't talk about the wires that we carry our phone call. Well, not wires anymore. See? See? It's already gone. It's wireless. Doggone it. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Kind of an interesting development, but, still, back to the Microsoft announcement this last week. Another thing that's out that they've worked on in Davos. No, that was not in Davos. That was in Redmond. Is the Surface Hub. The world's largest 4K touch-enabled display. Designed primarily for office collaboration. It's 84-inch 4K tablet. Hangs on the wall.
That's not a tablet.
Yeah, no, that's a tablet. That's a tablet.
How big is it?
84 inches.
That's not a tablet. It's a table.
Yeah.
That's a table, my friend.
No, except it hangs on the wall. What do you call that? Biggest Windows tablet on Earth. Service Hub is packed with Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, motion detectors, cameras, microphones, etc. We come back, we'll wrap up this Microsoft update. When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.